Good morning and welcome to Kirkside Cafe. Chuck Meether here, where we dish up a little kettle latte for you, part catechism, part latte. And we throw it in a blender, and that's our power drink for the morning. Of course, this exercise would be futile if it were not for the reading of God's Word, which is foremost for our lives. And that's why we read so much of these texts that support these catechism formulations. Because in the end, it's all about God's Word. We have a triple shot today, so we'll pick it up at Lord's Day 40:105. What does God require in the sixth commandment? That I do not revile, hate, insult, or kill my neighbor, either in thought, word, or gesture, much less in deed, whether by myself or by another, but lay aside all desire of revenge. Moreover, that I do not harm myself, nor willfully run into any danger. Wherefore also, to restrain murder, the magistrate is armed with the sword. And Matthew 5:21-22 tells us, you heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whoever says to his brother Raca shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. And then from Matthew 5, we go to Matthew 18, verses 6 and 7. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. And then to 106, does this commandment speak only of killing? No, but in forbidding murder, God teaches us that he abhors its very root, namely envy, hatred, anger, and desire of revenge, and that in his sight all these things are hidden murder. And to back that statement up, we go to 1 John chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he's going, because darkness has blinded his eyes. And a little later in that first epistle in chapter 3, verse 15, whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. And then for our last shot of the day, 107, but is this all that is required, that we do not kill our neighbor? No, for in condemning envy, hatred, and anger, God requires us to love our neighbor as ourselves, to show patience, peace, meekness, mercy, and kindness toward him, and to prevent his hurt as much as possible, also to do good even unto our enemies. Romans 12:18 says, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Matthew 5:7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Luke 6:36, therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Romans 12:10, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. And then there's so much more, of course, here, but let's go to Matthew 5 again. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. And then just a couple more here. Romans 12, verses 20 through 21. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Colossians 3, verses 12 through 14, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let's tap it off with one more verse. Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. I don't think we need to add much more to that. So, beloved, as peacemakers, walk with the King today and be a blessing.